It's Wednesday, September 29th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily 6 on the COIN Podcast Network. A COVID-19 vaccine for kids could be available by November. On Tuesday, Pfizer gave the FDA its research on the effectiveness of its shot in kids aged 5 to 11. The drug maker says the reduced-dose vaccine prompted a strong antibody reaction during the tests. Pfizer says it will likely ask for emergency use authorization for children within a matter of weeks. Gabby Petito's family made their first public comment since the 22-year-old's body was discovered at a Wyoming campground yesterday. Petito's parents and step-parents called on her fiancé, Brian Laundry, to turn himself into police for questioning about her death. They also urged the media to report on other missing person cases. Portland firefighters could have to wear bulletproof vests while out in the field soon. The Portland Firefighters Union says members are constantly dealing with threats while just trying to do their jobs. We're told this plan has been in the works for years, and the union is also hoping to get more guidance from safety agencies on the national level. Instead of voting to remove a ban on Black Lives Matter and pride symbols, the Newburgh School Board approved a rewritten ban. It says teachers and staff are not allowed to put up displays that are, quote, political, quasi-political, or controversial, which still includes BLM and pride signs. Happening today, Portland City Council will vote on a contract renewal with Downtown Portland Clean and Safe. The organization provides cleanup services and security for downtown businesses through private contracts paid by the city. Clean and Safe operates under a 10-year contract with the city. The current contract expires this week. You can now view and comment on the proposed redistricting maps for Washington State. There are 4 maps each for congressional and legislative redistricting. The deadline to finalize the maps is November 15th. The Redistricting Commission will have virtual meetings next week. We do have the links to those meetings right now on COIN.com. For more great content from the COIN Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River. Fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.